Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randall Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast, Episode 12. And today, I'd like to share to you something that is very dear to us as Catholics about the Eucharist. Grabe, napakaganda. We've learned and we've heard or we've been to attending the Holy Mass, but we never knew or understand kung ano talaga yung ibig sabihin ng Eucharist or ng Misa para sa atin. And today, that will be my sharing. But before that, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me a comment or rating. So please, I beg you. So let's go on. So, umpisa natin to. I was so surprised. You know, I've been in the seminary for 7 years and attend ako ng misa, nagmimisa kami doon araw-araw. So, all the days of our lives, we spent it in prayer. And most of the time, we start our day in prayers and the Holy Mass and the Holy Eucharist. But, alam nyo, when I heard this from my professor, from my teacher, who is a priest, grabe, sobrang, I was blown away. And I have not seen the Holy Eucharist, the Mass, the way I understood it right now. And this is the thing that I'd like to share to you. At, di ba, minsan nakikita natin yung Misa or yung liturgy as something so boring, no? Nakakaantok, lalo na kapag ano, we always look at the picture that we look for priests who are good in their homilies, di ba? We love that. Lahat naman tayo naman, we are all guilty about it. At gusto natin ng magaling mag-sermon, gusto natin ng magaling na homily, at because nabe-bless tayo. But more than the homily, more than the preaching that we hear from the priests, but the understanding of the Holy Eucharist. And it's mentioned in Sacrosanctum Concilium, di ba? Ang sinasabi lang naman dito sa Sacrosanctum Concilium 2 is yung liturgy, no? Yung liturgy is the fount and summit of Christian life, di ba? Dito nag-uugat yung ating buhay Kristiyano. And through which, no, mas maiintindihan natin yung work of redemption. Diba? Kaya nga madalas may nagtatanong sa atin, are you saved? Minsan kapag Katoliko ka, diba? Minsan di mo naiintindihan, no? Hindi ko alam eh. Parang di ko yata napag-aralan yan sa religion class ko. So, something like that. But what we are doing right now in the Holy Eucharist, in the Holy Mass, in it, no? Through which the work of redemption is, no? Para mas maintindihan natin yan. So, I'd like to simplify this in the way that you and I will understand. At kung paano ko naintindihan, kung paano ko na-appreciate yung Holy Mass. Let's take it from a scene sa Passion of Christ, no? Kung saan sinabi ni Jesus yung, "It is finished." Alam mo yung sinabi sa amin to ng teacher namin, hindi ako makapaniwala, no? Oo nga, no? Ano nga ba yung... And he asked us, what is finished? Ano nga ba yung natapos? We always hear that sa seven last words, di ba? Yung mga salitang yan. And this word, it is finished. And something that sometimes we do not understand and or we cannot understand. But today, I'd like to share this to you. So ano ba yung natapos? No? Ano ba yung natapos na sinasabi ni Jesus? We need to understand that yung Paschal mystery ng Diyos. At sinasabi lang naman dito is that our salvation, tayo yung kaligtasan natin, does not end in the death of Christ. Hindi lang naman yun natapos nung namatay si Kristo. At we are being reminded that the fullness of salvation, tayo na nararanasan natin to, happens in resurrection. So hindi pa, nung time na that Jesus was crucified on the cross, hindi pa dun, the fullness happened in the resurrection. Kaya alam niyo, naalala ko tuloy lagi si Father Francis nung aming first sem, ay lagi niyang kinukwento sa amin, sinasabi sa amin that, brothers, you should preach the resurrection of Christ. Napakahalaga, no, that our preaching is rooted in the resurrection of Christ. At dahil doon nag-uugat yung ating fullness of salvation, in that maintindihan natin saan ba tayo sinave or bakit ba tayo saved. Kaya ang ganda. So for us to understand more, let's go back to the Last Supper. Yeah, para mas maintindihan natin yung Last Supper na nangyari nung Holy Thursday. At bakit Holy Thursday? Because we know that Jesus died on Good Friday. We are sure about it because the Bible says, no? Ayan, kinukopya ko lang yung sinasabi ng teacher ko. But really, sobrang nakaka-appreciate. Oo nga, no? Tama nga, mas maintindihan mo. And while I am telling you this, I'm looking at my notes. But really, I'm really blown away by this. We need to go back to the Passover meal. No, kaya nakaugat kasi yung ating pananampalataya, yung ating liturhiya, yung liturgy natin. Nakaugat sa Jewish tradition, sa Jewish on what the Jewish are doing. So yung Passover meal. For the Jewish, no, para mas maintindihan natin, yung Passover meal is a memorial of God's redemption. Yeah, para mas maintindihan natin saan? So yung mga Jew, saan ba nag-umpisa, no? That alam naman natin that they became slaves in Egypt for so many years. 'Di ba? Nung panahon ni Moses, there were times that in their journey they will give up na, bakit mo pa kami kinuha dito sa inilabas sa Egypt, something like that. Tapos so because they were slaves and they were provided for about everything. So we know that they were slaves for so long a time. At ginawa ng Diyos, kay sinabi niya kay Moses ay ayaw kasing patakasin ni Pharaoh yung mga slaves. But si Moses, nagsabi siya na kapag hindi mo yan ginawa na pinalaya yung mga tao, if you do not let my people go, the Lord will send plagues, no? Yung plagues, 9 plagues. So kaya napakahalagang maintindihan natin kung bakit, ano ba yung ginagawa ng mga Hudyo, itong Passover meal. Because they remember the redemption of Christ. Kung paano sila niligtas nung panahon na yun, nung sila'y alipin. And this is the first redemption that they experience. Bakit? Kasi dahil sa katigasang ng ulo ni Pharaoh, yung huli na plague was the death of the firstborn. So we need to understand ano yung kaugnayan ng Passover meal and the death of the firstborn, no, para mas maintindihan natin. So kasi big deal sa kanila yung firstborn. Pagka ikaw ay panganay, it's very big deal to them. Why? Dahil number one is you have a special inheritance, no? May mana ka, no? At double inheritance of your double portion of the inheritance of your father, no? Number two is you have legal authority, yung birthright. Kaya nga, di ba, sa lumang tipan, naalala ko to kasi because I'm attuned to the Bible in a Year with Father Mike Smith podcast. At you will always hear people who are looking for birthright, si Isaac and si Jacob, no? And Esau. And number three is responsibility. They take care of the household. Kapag ka panganay ka, you take care of the whole clan. You take care of the whole family. And number four, you have the responsibility of consecration to God. Sa kanila, sa mga Hudyo, they do the priestly role in the family. No, the priestly role in the family. But before I jump into that, no, balikan natin yung nangyari sa mga Hudyo nung time na sinabi ng Diyos that about the death of the firstborn. Di ba sinabi niya na kailangan nilang magkumuha ng unblemished lamb at yung dugo nun ipapahid nila sa pinto, no? Because the angel of death will pass over the whole Egypt, and all the firstborn will die. At sino man naglagay ng dugo ng unblemished lamb will not die, and the angel of death will pass over. Kaya Passover, no? Kaya ang galing, no? Ang galing nung, if we will try to understand it, ganun pala yon, no? At because that's why the Jews are celebrating Pidyon Haben, the redemption of the firstborn. And you can read that from Exodus chapter 13 verse 2, no? Sabi dito, consecrate all the firstborn to me, the first birth from every womb among the Israelites, whether man or beast, it is mine. At mas maintindihan natin yung Pidyon Haben, no? Nangyari siya yung redemption of the firstborn, hindi lang siya, it's not just a matter of putting blood, no? Dun, putting blood. But there is covenant. Kaya nga ito yung Pidyon Haben, no? Kaya ang utos ng Diyos, consecrate all the firstborn to me, the first birth from every womb among the Israelites, whether man or beast, it is mine. And sinabi rin niya sa Numbers chapter 18 verse 15 to 16, every firstborn of all creatures brought to Yahweh, human or animal, will revert to you, but you will have to redeem the firstborn of man. You will redeem it in the month in which it is born, valuing it at 5 shekels. And for us to understand, ito yung presentation in the temple. Diba? When we pray the rosary, in the joyful mysteries, we pray it, one of the mysteries is the presentation in the temple. And we need to understand that si Jesus, being a Jew, he was also presented to the temple. No? He was presented to the temple. But this presentation of Jesus is the prefiguration of what will happen. Hindi, it's not a matter of Jesus needs to be redeemed, but it's a prefiguration of what will happen. Kung ano yung mga pinangako sa lumang tipan, this is the prefiguration. Ito na yung pagpapakita, no? And ito rin, at the same time, yung presentation of Jesus, it shows that He will redeem everyone, na tayo ililigtas lahat, no? Buong sangkatauhan ay ililigtas. At it shows also in the presentation of Jesus, He is the firstborn of all. Grabe. Kaya grabe yung link, no? So when we go back, when we look back to the Old Testament, mas maintindihan natin, bakit ba ganito? Bakit ba ganito yung nangyari? So, how is the Jewish Passover meal celebration celebrated? Paano ba siya celebrate, no? Ang tawag dito ay anamnesis. Grabe, it comes from a Greek word, anamnesis, meaning a memorial, pag-aalaala. Di ba naririnig natin yan madalas sa misa, anamnesis, yung pag-aalaala. It is a memorial, no? Not just a memorial, no? Hindi lang siya, not just merely a memorial of what they have experienced from the past. Kung paano sila unang niligtas ng Diyos, no, sa in that plague, sa kaya that's why they celebrate Passover, no, but it is also a reenactment of the past, no. Inuulit nila yung nangyari dati kasi napaka, you need to understand that napakahalaga nito sa kanilang mga Hudyo, dahil they tell their ancestors foretell of the goodness of God, kung paano sila iniligtas ng Diyos sa pagkakaalipin sa Ehipto, no? That's why it is a reenactment of the past. And it is basically a covenant ritual, no? Kung paano ang Diyos ay nakikipagtagpo, ang Diyos ay nakikipagniig, ang Diyos ay nakikipagtipan. Ayan, sa Tagalog, no? Ang lalim ng Tagalog, no? Nakikipagtipan. Ang Diyos ay, God is creating a covenant. All throughout the Old Testament, God wants to have covenant with man. Gusto niya makipagtipan sa mga tao. So, and also this Passover meal celebration is, I want you to listen to this, so to bring the experience of the past to the present. Grabe. So binabalik, no? So to bring the experience of the past to the present. That's why, alam nyo itong nakakatuwa itong kanilang Passover meal is very dramatic. meron tong ritual, no, that they do. So it has four parts, signified by four cups. Signified by four cups.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we talked about this in the feast. Oh, the feast is the prayer meeting of the Light of Jesus family that we do every Sunday, and we have preaching there. At itong Passover meal, grabe, sobra yung kanilang yung ritual nila. There are four cups, signified by the four cups, and they pray, no? And they pray. At throughout the meal, merong ritual, so like yung car pass, no? Hindi siya yung, hindi siya sa kotse. So, which is the dipping of vegetables in salt water. No, grabe, ganun ka drama, no? Ganun ka dramatic yung kanilang Passover meal, wherein salt water, no, bakit sa salt water dinidip? It's a symbol of their bitter tears, no? Bitter tears. Grabe, bakit naman hindi? Because they were slaves for so many years. And meron silang kinakain, it's maror or the bitter herb, no? Grabe, bitter herb. Ang symbol nun is the pain and the bitterness of their slavery. Grabe, no? Nire-recall na nila, binabalik nila sa present yung nangyari in the past. And they through their rituals, they remember what they have gone through, what their ancestors have gone through. At kahit sa kahuli-hulihang bata, sa kabata hanggang ngayon, no? They get to understand why these things that they've been doing, the Passover meal, is very, very important for them. And after the second cup, no, kasi sabi ko nga sa inyo, may four cups, may konting drama, no, that the youngest person in the family, tatanungin niya yung pinakamatanda, why are we doing this? Ba't ba natin ito ginagawa? At yung pinakamatanda, ikukwento niya yung nangyari, kung paano sila naghirap, paano sila inalipin sa Ehipto ng Pharaoh, at kung paano ang Diyos ay tumayo for them, how God stood up for them, no, to Egypt with the nine plagues, no, yung nine plagues symbolizes the nine gods of the Egyptians, no, and ikukwento nung matanda doon that he would then say that on the night of their escape, every firstborn in Egypt would die, no, pero yung mga Israelites, yung mga Jew, they were saved by the blood of the lamb, no? Kaya ganun yung nung binalikan natin kanina, God told them to kill a lamb and play yung lugo, ilagay nila dun sa pinto, at kung sino pag dumaan yung angel of death, no, it will pass over them, no, it will pass over their houses and not touch them. Ganun. And itong four cups, no, for us to understand, para mas maintindihan natin bakit napakahalaga ng ating Eucharist, no. Sobrang nakaka-amaze to, this thing. Yung four cups, number one cup is the cup of thanksgiving. No? Kanina, binasa natin sa Exodus, no? Yung, sabi niya, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Now, the second cup is the cup of judgment. No? The third cup is the cup of blessing. So, the fourth cup is the cup of praise. I want you to remember this, no? Kanina binasa natin sa Exodus, very related. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with a great axe of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. So, ang Diyos talaga, God wants to have a covenant with us, with His people. That's why ito yung kanyang tipan sa tao, ito yung gusto niya mangyari sa between him and the Israelites, no? So yung first cup is the blessing of the festival day. Ang tawag doon ay Kiddush cup. Ayan, medyo technical ako ng konti. The second cup, wine, occurs at the beginning of the Passover liturgy itself. At kinakanta nila doon yung Psalm 113. And yung third cup, no, the cup of blessing which involves actual meal. Kakain na sila mismo. Yung roasted lamb and the unleavened bread and on. So yung fourth cup, no, they will sing the great Hillel Psalms, 114, 115, 116, 117, and 118. At yung climax, no, yung fourth cup, no, pagkatapos silang kantahin yung mga psalms ayon, they will proceed to the fourth cup, which is the climax of the Passover. So, let's go back to the Passover, the Last Supper, no, the Last Supper na nangyari nung time ni Jesus. No, let's go back to that event, no. And let's take it from Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." So, that's why I'm reading you this, because we are trying to relate kung ano yung celebration nila ng Passover meal, and bakit natin, kung ano yung ginagawa natin mismo sa misa, no? And we always hear this in the Mass. Then he, taking it, "This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." And if you will try to look at this in the Last Supper, itong part na to is nandun na sila sa third cup. No? Sa third cup. So, sabi ko nga sa inyo kanina, yung Passover meal composes of four cups. And dito sa sinabi ni Jesus, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." And he moves on. "I tell you, from now on, I shall never again drink wine until the day I drink the new wine in the kingdom of my Father." And I want you to take note of this. "Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." So, ano yung nangyari sa Last Supper? Have you noticed there was no roast lamb? If we will go back to the third cup, dito yung part na kinakain yung actual meal, no? The roasted lamb and the unleavened bread. But if you will notice in the Last Supper, walang roast lamb. And there is no fourth cup mentioned. And sabi nga kanina, di ba, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Ito na yung nagpray. Ito yung part na nagpray na si Jesus. And from Mark 14, chapter 14, verse 36, it says, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me. But not what I will, but what you will." Grabe, no? So, you in going back to the tradition or the Passover meal of the Jews, we will get to understand that about the fourth cup, no? And kung maintindihan nyo, in the Passion of Christ, no? In Mark chapter 15, verse 22 to 23, there is that part that Jesus was brought to the place of Golgotha, no, yung place of skull, at binigyan nila si Jesus ng wine, no. Ginagawa nila nung mga panahon ng mga Romano, binibigyan sila yung mga ipapako sa krus, bibigyan sila ng mga drugged na myrrh, no, wine drugged with myrrh, para saan to? Para hindi nila maramdaman yung paghampas, pagpapako. Ayan. So, but Jesus did not take it, no. Jesus did not take the wine with myrrh, no. Bakit? Let's go back from what he said. Sabi niya, "I tell you," yung binasa natin kanina, "I tell you, from now on, I shall never again drink wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in the kingdom of my Father," no. In the kingdom of my Father. And that's why when Jesus was hung on the cross, no, at nangyari na, no, nangyari na, na siya, that the promise was fulfilled, that the what was foretold is happening, and Jesus said, "I thirst." No, remembering the words that he said, "I tell you from now on, I shall never drink wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in the kingdom of my Father." And in John chapter 19, verse 30, he said, "It is finished." No, it is finished. So ano ba yung natapos in what Jesus said? No, the fourth cup, no, will be taken later, no, until the prophecy was fulfilled, no. And the lamb, if kung tatanungin niyo ako, asan yung lamb? Where is the lamb? The lamb will be Christ. The lamb will be Jesus. No, just the same that the unblemished lamb was used by the ancestors of the Israelites, that they had to take the blood, and in the same way that Jesus, no, is the lamb in this meal, Passover meal. And the fourth cup, no, the fourth cup will be taken later. Grabe. So pag naintindihan mo that you will in this way you'll get to understand that Jesus in every mass that we attend to, that in every mass that we go to, we experience salvation. Grabe. Napakaganda. Kaya pag may nagtatanong sa iyo, "Are you saved?" Yes. Yes, I am saved. At kaya ang ganda ng misa, anamnesis, ginugunita natin yung kabutihan ng Diyos, ginugunita natin yung pagmamahal ng Diyos, how God saved us, going back from the history of the Israelites, the celebrated Passover meal. At ganun din tayo dito ngayon sa misa, no, that we each time that we go to mass, nabanggit ko nung una, sometimes, 'di ba, namimili tayo ng misa, namimili tayo ng pari na pupuntahan, yung magaling mag-sermon. And we need to understand that the mass is not just about the preaching, that the mass is not just about the sermon, kung gaano kagaling mag-sermon ang pari, no? But the mass is about the mystery of salvation. The mass is about the mystery of salvation. And if you get to understand this, no, if you get to hear this, no, at that we get to understand more about the mystery of the mass, na mas na-appreciate natin yung misa, na-appreciate natin na kapag ka each time that during the consecration, we are being reminded of God's great love for us, that we are reminded of the salvation that is happening in the Eucharist. Are you saved? Naiintindihan mo na ba kung gaano ka nililigtas ng Diyos? That's why it's very important for us to understand the whole process of liturgy itself. At it brings us back to the goodness of God, to the salvation that God has prepared for us. Grabe! So, I hope and pray that with this little sharing, I hope I was able to give justice to this. But when I heard this from our teacher, it really blew me away. At grabe, sobrang na-appreciate ko yung misa. And I hope you do as well, that each time you go to Mass, you encounter Jesus. At grabe. So please don't forget to follow me on Spotify and Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me rating or comment. So please. And always remember that God is always calling you to the Mass, to the Eucharist. And don't forget that God is always calling you to be in covenant with Him. Open your doors to new beginning. God bless you. thank you mga ka-open-minded for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.